Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Big issues, big guests. Vice President Pence will be with us momentarily. That's right. He's headed to Pennsylvania on Friday to talk up the economy mainly. But Dan and I talking to his staff. He's been doing, and the media gives no credit, doesn't want to be curious about this, talking to various African-American groups, small groups, panels, more of a listening thing to hear some of the thoughts around George Floyd, some of the things that people might be thinking would be a reform. Now, that's a good quality. That's absolutely what should be going on. And I'll ask him about defund the police. There are stories out there today, and I don't think President Trump is going to do this, about liberating Seattle, like sending in the National Guard. Watch out for those librarians, National Guard, though. Remember that if you head in there, okay? So we'll get to all that with Vice President Pence. But it's a big day for us because we have the Vice President, and then tonight we have an American hero who's funny, too, in Dan Crenshaw, Congressman Dan Crenshaw, the new book, Fortitude. We'll kick it off around 7 o'clock. You can tune in on Facebook. That's all you have to do. It's free. Maybe around 6:55. And we're going to take a ton of questions. They'll be filtered to me, questions, comments. I'll work in as many as I can with Congressman Dan Crenshaw, former Navy SEAL. You know his story. You probably know the Saturday Night Live part of it, too, with Pete Davidson. And how he handled that with grace and humor. Tonight, all you have to do, it's our second virtual speaker series. Go to facebook.com/1210WPHT. facebook.com/1210WPHT. And right there in the comfort of your home, wherever you are, on your phone, whatever it might be, you'll be able to be part of it. It's a unique thing. It's kind of a silver lining. We love the audience. The big time stuff, you know, 1,000 people or more there. Mark Levin with Rich, Bill O'Reilly with me several times. Love all that stuff. Nick Foles, oh boy, I love that. I would do that again, not virtual, in person. That was unbelievable. But it's comfortable for listeners. It really does work. So join us tonight at 7. If you have a question, you can hit me on Twitter for the congressman that I have it pre. I have about 40 questions ready. 7 o'clock to maybe shortly before 8, 10 of 8, something like. We'll see how it goes. You can always follow me on Twitter at DomShow1210. On Twitter today, we're asking the side question of the day, real good one. Today is National What Makes Life Beautiful Day. So at the end of your call, just hit us with that to you. Leaders in the clubhouse, a guy who talked about, I think it was like World War II vets that are older, cool, that kind of thing. And then the last one we had, about a number of things. Those are the two leaders in the clubhouse to get the $50 gift certificate. But we'd love to hear yours. Never called before. Here's a good day to do it. We've been mainly talking about this first shot against the police, which is this notion. And again, Dan, I think when we get to defund police, I'm going to say, Mr. Vice President, I just want to tell you my judgment based upon listeners and these pro athletes out there today, when we get to that part of it, you guys really have to gear up on this qualified immunity thing. 1,000 pro athletes signing off on that today. Take that away as I understand it, right? That's what the gist of it is, including our own Carson Wentz, Drew Brees, Tom Brady. I don't think they know anything about it. But, you know, they reach sports fans. I know it's nuts, and, you know, there's not so much to talk about in sports talk. Let's go to the vice president now. Vice President Mike Pence back with us in Philadelphia. Mr. Vice President, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, great to be back with you. It's great to be back on the Dom Giordano show and to speak to you, the Dean of Philadelphia Radio.
Well, thank you for that. Dan, take that and let's play that every day. Well, I knew you back in the day. People forget you were a heck of a talk radio host also, and I think it schooled you to deal with these guys when they're throwing questions because you're already thinking three questions ahead. So you're coming with the wind at your back. I don't think you need to fly to Pennsylvania, Mr. Vice President, tomorrow. These job numbers, I wanted to ask you, how it felt whenever you get the information, you know you're doing the right things in the Trump administration, and then the figures back that up. That's got to feel tremendous.
Well, it does. You know, it would be literally 30 days into our 45 days to slow the spread that the president said, look, we have called on the American people to do hard things. And the American people stepped up all across Pennsylvania and all across America. We provided relief for small businesses and families. But the president said, look, we want to be ready when we get to the end of this 45 days to reopen America. And so we gave guidelines to open up America again. And states around the country began to do just that in early May. Now, all 50 states and territories, Dom, are in the process of reopening. But those numbers last week were a great affirmation of the resilience, the strength of the American people, and to see 2.5 million jobs created, to see the unemployment rate decline. It's just a testament. It's a testament what the American people are able to do even in the most challenging circumstances. And I hasten to remind your listeners that those numbers were from mid-May. I mean, that was at a time that less than 50% of small businesses had even partially begun to open around the country. Now those best numbers are north of 80%. And so we believe that the economy is even stronger than what those numbers suggested. And we are on our way to a great American comeback.
Absolutely. Now, something that's hard, I think, for anybody, particularly people that like to talk like me, that I commend you for, and I wanted to get the results of this. Your staff told us you've been meeting with small groups of African Americans, listening to all this in the middle of the George Floyd thing. Tell us what you've gleaned from that. What have you heard that we should know about?
Well, the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis, now more than 2 weeks ago, was a tragedy for the nation, and it shocked the conscience of the American people. And the president, as he did yesterday in the cabinet room, I traveled to a church in suburban Maryland. I'll be meeting with pastors and faith leaders tomorrow when we visit Pittsburgh. What I've heard consistently is that in this moment, we mourn with those who mourn and grieve with those who grieve. We're talking to law enforcement and community leaders about ways that we can give law enforcement more training, more tools, more guidance on the use of force. But what I've consistently heard, the president heard it again yesterday, is that the challenges for African-American families, whether it be in Philadelphia or anywhere in the country, run much deeper. I mean, we've had cities like Philadelphia and states like Pennsylvania. Our major cities have largely been governed by Democrats and liberal Democrat policies for decades, and African American families and other minority families often are relegated to the most dangerous and failing schools, mm-hmm. to no jobs, unsafe streets. And you look at the record of this president thus far, lowest unemployment level ever recorded for African Americans, expanding educational choice for minority families across the country, creating thousands of opportunity zones, inviting billions of dollars of investment in our cities. We've done criminal justice reform.
Right.
And I really believe what I'm hearing from people is that, well, there may be some common sense reforms. I mean, the only people that, or the people that hate bad cops the most in this country are good cops, which is more than 99% of the police officers in America today. There may be some things that we can do that give law enforcement more tools, more resources, and better standards to on the use of force. But we can't
Absolutely.
Stop there. We have to continue to work to improve the lives of African Americans and every Americans, which is just what President Trump has
Exactly.
been doing from day one, Dom.
Mr. Vice President, parting area for you. We know that defund police is radioactive for Democrats, and they're going to run away from it. Joe Biden in his basement listening to us right now, probably. But I'll tell you something that I'm concerned about, even though I know the nuances of it. I know what it means, qualified immunity for police and public officials like vice presidents and others, why that's there. Maybe it could be tweaked. But I just wanted to pass on to you, I think it's concerning to the Trump administration because 1,000 athletes now, without reading this stuff, have signed off today to take that away from cops. I'm sure this issue is coming up and it can be tweaked. But just to take that away would result in chaos, I believe.
Well, let me be very clear. My uncle was a police officer for 25 years in Chicago, Illinois. So I come from a family that understands the risks and the sacrifices that men and women on the thin blue line take every single day. And to every one of them that's within the sound of my voice right now, just know the American people appreciate you, cherish you, and I truly believe the overwhelming majority of this country will continue to reject efforts to defund the police or lay the blame for bad apples at the feet of all of the incredible law enforcement personnel across this country. That being said, I take your comments under advisement. What I'll tell you is we're listening at this point. We're listening to law enforcement leaders around the country. We're listening to community leaders. The president will be in Dallas today again with another community conversation. And I just believe that as we hear from law enforcement themselves, there are ways that we can help them to improve with regard to standards, with regard to training. But the last thing we want to do is defund the police. And your listeners also deserve to know that I know that Joe Biden has tried to walk away from that. But almost in the same breath, he said that he would withhold funding to law enforcement agencies if they didn't accept the dictates of the federal government. What we ought to be doing is supporting law enforcement more and providing more resources and more guidance and more training. What we have seen, whether it be through these protests that we love and cherish our First Amendment and the right of every American to peacefully protest, but to see the way anarchists and Antifa use these protests as a backdrop in many cities for looting and rioting that was quelled in states across the country. To see the way police officers went out in harm's way, oftentimes suffering injury, and of course we all know the story of those who lost their life in the last 2 weeks. But then you go back to the coronavirus itself, Dom. I mean, while millions of Americans were sheltering in place or working from home, it was our law enforcement personnel and first responders that were there at the point of the need. I was told just the other day that more than 50 law enforcement officers have succumbed to the coronavirus because they never stopped answering the call. And their families are in our hearts and in our prayers. So
Absolutely.
The American people cherish our law enforcement community. We know that more than 99% of the people that put on the uniform every day are the best of America. And we're going to look for ways to further strengthen law enforcement and public safety. But I want to say again, we can't stop there. We've got to continue to drive an agenda President Trump has been driving to bring jobs to all of our families in our major cities like Philadelphia, give educational choice, create and develop these opportunity zones around the country, advance the kind of policies and principles that will improve the quality of life and the well-being of every American, including our African-American fellow citizens.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Enjoy Pittsburgh and come back soon. Enjoyed it today. Thank you.
Thank you, Dom. Great to be with you. I'll talk to you soon.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.